It was a queer sort of place, a gable-ended old house, one side palsied, as it were, and leaning over sadly. It stood on a sharp, bleak corner, where that tempestuous wind Eurocladon kept up a worse howling than ever it did about poor Paul's tossed craft. Eurocladon, nevertheless, is a mighty pleasant zephyr to any one indoors, with his feet on the hob, quietly toasting for bed. "In judging of that tempestuous wind called Eurocladon," says an old writer, of whose works I possess the only copy extant, "it maketh a marvellous difference whether thou lookest out at it from a glass window where the frost is all on the outside, or whether thou observest it from that sashless window where the frost is on both sides, and of which the White Death is the only glazier." True enough, thought I, as this passage occurred to my mind, "Old Blackletter, thou reasonest well. Yes, these eyes are windows, and this body of mine is the house.